As the swine flu vaccine makes its way across the country, so too does a winning public service announcement.
H1N1 swine flu infection. For intervention, I bring prevention. Dr. Clark, yeah, I come to make your head numb. Health hot, lesson one to stop the bedlam.
That's Dr. John Clark with his message about how to steer clear of swine flu. His rap was chosen from among 240 submissions to the Department of Health and Human Services. And Dr. Clark joins us from our New York Bureau. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very exciting.
Yes, it is. And thank you for having me today.
Well, tell me about the inspiration for your rap.
Well, what it was is that I've been doing this since 1997. Actually, I started writing rap songs when I was 8 years old. And in 1997, I started combining medical information with rap and created something I call Health Hop. And in May, my wife, who's a nurse, she actually suggested that I address H1N1 swine flu. You know, and I actually had created the song without any knowledge of the contest.
Oh, okay.
And I found out about it by accident. I went to the CDC's website and was searching for information on where I could possibly submit the song as a public service announcement. And I stumbled on the contest. And, you know, at that point, there was no video. And it was August 13th, and the deadline was August 17th. So literally in 4 days, we shot the video and submitted it.
And there you go. You won.
Yes. So.
Well, I think we need to hear some more of your song.
Okay,
here we go.
I'm recommending washing hands for protection from impact real thorough while you count 20 seconds. And sanitizer, I advise you get it. Why? It makes germs die when you rub and let it dry. Don't touch your eyes.
Who's your target audience here?
Target audience is actually the age group that's being hit the hardest, which is those ages 5 to 24. So we're seeing the highest incidence of H1N1 infection in that group, and also older people as well. I mean, today I'm 38, and, you know, I write and produce rap, and it's a case where people in my generation and even older are into hip-hop. So anyone who would listen, that's actually the target audience.
What are some of your other greatest hits in the health rap category?
Well, my first song actually was Asthma Stuff, and I have a CD called Asthma Stuff. I also have a CD on sickle cell, a song called You Feel Good. I have a CD on allergies as well as one on diabetes.
Can you do us some of your asthma rap?
All right. I haven't done it for a while, but I'll give it a shot.
We're a kind audience here.
Booyaka, here comes the doctor to drop it on a topic that leads to mad drama. To be specific, to live with it can be tough, but doesn't have to when you master and understand enough about the triggers and causes and knowing what yours is and how to prevent another asthma event. No doubt about it, because it's not a joke when your wheeze can't breathe and start to choke. The situation concerns information about mucus, muscle spasm, and inflammation. The destination, a generation that's asthma-free, so hair to wise and realize it's just an allergy. It goes on and on.
Well, that's a challenge to get mucus and muscle spasm in there.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, and what I do actually, it is challenging from the standpoint that first I have to start by doing research and making sure that all the information I give is factual and correct medically. And then the next step is to find a way to make it palatable to the audience.
Dr. Clark, what do you win for winning this PSA contest for swine flu?
Well, there was a cash prize of $2,500. But for me, more importantly, I think the real win for me is the fact that it will get played on national television. And hopefully it will definitely make a difference in decreasing the spread of H1N1.
And the complete rap and video are also on our website, npr.org.
Oh, okay, great.
Dr. Clark, thanks for talking with us.
Yes, thanks for having me.
That's Dr. John Clark. He won the contest sponsored by the Department of Health and Human Services to come up with a public service announcement on H1N1 swine flu. He's also the medical director for the Long Island Railroad.
Health hot, lesson one to stop the bedlam. If you think you affect to seek attention, if you haven't, stay at home so you don't spread none. Use tissues when you sneeze, because you could spread some, because coughed up germs is where it spreads from.